Ron Jacobs, welcome to KABU.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Ron Jacobs is a writer based in Burlington, Vermont. He studies and writes on U.S. politics. His book, Daydream Sunset, 60s counterculture in the 70s. His latest, longest work is a pamphlet, Capitalism is the Problem. He's been watching the impeachment hearings and the buildup to them and the public response. In an article he published on the website Counterpunch, with a quite large left audience, he sums up with the observation, "The hearings reveal the nature of establishment thought. They also reveal the intentional nature of the political chaos created by the Trumpists, a chaos designed to allow the nation's most reactionary elements in politics and business to install their reactionary rule." Ron Jacobs, tell us how you came to those conclusions. Discuss the impeachment.
It goes actually from well before the impeachment, just watching the Trump campaign and since the inauguration. Basically, it seems that the Republicans, who are all to the right of Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign, they realized that Trump could get their party back into power. Well, since the beginning of the 20th century, the Republican Party has represented some of the most reactionary business interests in the United States. And then once the Dixiecrats left the party, and with Nixon's Southern strategy, it took that over. So I think the Republicans realized that if they could get back in the White House, they could continue the trend towards a United States of America that's good for, to put it bluntly, rich white people. What the Trumpians have done is they've created a lot of chaos just in the way he runs the government, and especially firing and hiring people at will, it seems, chasing people away, bad-mouthing people on Twitter, so on and so forth. It seems it creates this chaos that some people who long for stability will go towards the party promising them the stability, which can be the Republicans since they're in power. And then at the same time, it creates such a diversion that a lot of things can get through that people aren't paying attention to. I mean, one could argue that's the intention of a fair amount of what he does, whether it's intentional or not. It's definitely the objective outcome of a lot of the sideshows that have gone on during the Trump administration.
Most of the stuff he's enacted is traditional right-wing objectives, which is enrich the rich and frighten everybody else and destroy labor unions and open up every conceivable way of making profits, regardless of the environment or the social impacts. That's a Republican wish list that he has basically followed, it seems to me, very successfully, actually, especially in the tax cut. Quite remarkable.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that he has also, given the nature of his violent nature of a certain number of his followers, his racism and so on, his overt racism, bringing it right into the White House and making no beans about it for the most part. Socially, that's even more reactionary than some of the traditional Republicans who try to maintain at least a different veneer to their politics, say the Bush family or even Mitt Romney and so on, who will at least go along with the idea that America is a land that's open to all races and people of different nations and so on, whereas Trump makes no bones. He picks out people that he goes after, immigrants, yeah. African-Americans, so on and so forth, gay people, trans people, etc.
So Ron Jacobs, a writer, is going to be on Counterpunch website. Ron's been talking about how the Republican Party wants to stay in power and is supporting Trump. Let's talk about the Democrats and the impeachment hearings, which have really in many ways turned into, at least for those first few days, they've turned into a celebration of the U.S. empire and seeing it as sort of democratic. Tell us about how that's occurred. The Democrats, it seems to me, are worse than the Republicans in that respect.
I agree with you 100%. I look at it as there's two parties, but there's really only one party, and both parties wants to advance what they call U.S. interests overseas, which means expanding the empire, whether it's creating new markets, whether it's opening up new places for resources, whatever it happens to be, whatever combination of that. The Democrats have been operating off of the neoliberal model that actually began under Carter, but kicked up a notch under Reagan, who talked isolationism, but at the same time, continue to expand the markets and expand the U.S. empire. I agree with you that it's been a cheerleading section for U.S. empire, and I think that's partially intentional because I think they are trying to portray themselves as the more American party. I don't know how successful that will be, but if one looks at it, U.S. wars are supported by both parties, and that's always been the same. For a lot of people growing up who were born after the 70s or whatever, their understanding of the Democrats is that they were more or less an anti-war party only because the wars they waged were on a smaller scale. For like example, Clinton and Obama, they shot cruise missiles or used drones as opposed to massive invasions like both of the Bush presidents. At the same time, if you go back in history, the Democrats, they started the Vietnam War. They carried it on for a very long time, and Nixon continued it into his time.
And then there's Latin America.
If you'll notice, the most recent coup down there, only a couple Democratic elected representatives have come out against it on any level. Bernie Sanders, for one, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who was much stronger than Bernie was.
If you read Ron's piece, he points out all of the testimony has been that the Democrats have sought is sort of portrays the Russians as the great evil in the world and the Ukrainians as democratic freedom fighters that Trump has managed to replace with fascists. Both parties are vying for the most patriotic and therefore celebrating these great American virtues of freedom and democracy. It just sort of comes out in so many ways. Those diplomats just clothe themselves in those ideas. You can read Ron Jacobs a lot more on that. Ron, I think we'll be talking again. It seems to me that the Democrats could move on the path of not just obstruction of justice, but inciting to violence. It seems to me that's a criminal act. There are so many times that he has called for violence from his supporters and supported violence. But I don't think they're going to touch that, I'm afraid. You know, and also his rejection of any limitations on presidential power. But we will find out, and we'll keep talking to Ron Jacobs. Ron Jacobs, thanks so much for talking to us.
Yes, thanks for having me on.